So much to talk about, so little time. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to start off this episode with my mixtape song of the week. I know y'all had y'all Charles Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I fucks with that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. I got something for y'all, too.
They won't leave in the night. I no fear that they might.
Her fans are the nerds.
FNF up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he killed it.
You know what I'm saying?
He ripped it.
He killed it.
I feel like
shit.
I suggest, you know,
you gotta put some respect on Lupe Fiasco's name.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That don't know about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, just show them it's another side to this thing right here. We call it bling. Allow me to break down the game behind the bracelets, earrings, chains, watches, and rings. The blame, the
crystal encrusted
princess, flooded canary, studded, blue colored and blood stained. Yeah, the older brother of the drug game, the giver of fame, the takeawayer of lame, the empowerer of the kings that came with claims and disease to leave where the native peoples were staying. Believe, mine engagement ring, receiving floss at the cost of a bonded child, minus pain.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago, kings used to wear them in their armor when they fought other armies because they used to scare them. If you wasn't rich, couldn't wear them. Witches used to marry them. They'd shoot you before they share them. The gift and the curse, the venom and the serum. Most hated lady's best friend. Get murked for clever.
You were listening to the Jiggas Up Radio.
You know what I'm saying?
We're kicking it off with some Lupe Fiasco. Revenge of the Nerds mixtape. Classic, 2006. Go do your Googles.
Damn, we're old.
Just see, man.
Cecil Rhodes sold woe and genocide into the countryside just to get it shine. Oh, I fear what the beers and his peers used to do before the world really knew, just to get their mind on. Making paper with slave labor and hitting little kids with lifetime beards, making them cut and shine stones. Inflating the price and making them look nice. And I wasn't thinking twice when I was putting my own. About a young shorty in Sierra Leone or the conflict countries that people call home. I figured I would never go to Angola, so it never did affect me. That maybe indirectly, that my necklace was funding a rebellion or a military coup started by militias that don't believe in following none of Geneva's rules. I was brushing off the haters, trying to be cool. Didn't have a clue that the rapper was helping the rapers, raiders of the villages, pillagers of the schools, shooters of the innocents, torturers of the witnesses, burners of the businesses, and my bracelet was the fuel. I ain't pushing an agenda, homie, I'm just pushing the facts. Fuck Bush, cause it's people doing worse on this earth, and they black. I took it that year, now let me bring it back. We all know on foreign shores that they finance wars, but ask yourself, do they finance yours? When I first got mine, I took them out on tour. To know they lost half their value when I took them out the store. Oh, it was full of moistened nights and cubics, but the jeweler knew I was stupid and that I couldn't prove it. Feeling like I need it because I do music to impress the groupies and the interviewers. So I didn't appraise it, nor did I loop it. Even gave them to my girl, thinking I was Cupid. Homies was on hate, hoping they can make me lose it. Creeping through my own hood, knew I had to remove it. I see the Russian mafia, the Jewish mobsters, the undercover terrorists, and the traps for the hustlers. Homie, it's a rap for the nonsense rhyming. Props to Kanye, I call it conflict diamonds. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I should just let y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? Make y'all aware. So many people do things to glorify them.
No, nothing about that.
Somebody to do something that would horrify them. You know what I'm saying? But you never thought that. That 20 carat ring, a 20 carat, you know what I'm saying?
One of my favorite Lupe Fiasco freestyles.
Yeah.
He fucking ripped that shit.
Yeah, he did.
I know Jay-Z did the remix. He got off. He didn't get off like this, though. This one right here, that freestyle made me like, okay, Lupe, he real.
Oh, yeah. Man. Damn, what year was that?
2006.
Fuck Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Damn, 13 years ago. Fuck.
Still a classic, man.
Jeez.
Got to school these youngins, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's start the show.
Sound Crash Music.
We'll be right back.
wrong one.
Welcome back.
Oh, man.
Showtime! He's out of touch already. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. He got the joke.
Nigga on vacay, coming back and fucking up.
All right. It's showtime. All right, and welcome back to the place where nothing is safe. This is episode 171 of the Jig Is Up podcast. 171 episodes. Damn, time flies. Well, you know me. I'm your host, yours, Marco, and I'm with...
It's your guy, M-Eazy.
It's your girl, Miss Nessa, a.k.a. Blaze Your Mommy.
It's your boy, K-Mart, a.k.a. Clutch.
A.k.a. Clutch. So the gang is all here, and let's just hurry up and run through the announcements. Hey, so by the time you hear this, we are no more than a few days away from the second annual Barberfest going down in San Diego, California, Fair at 44 in the City Heights area. It will be a lot of fun. There will be haircuts. There will be fades. There will be parts, tapers. There will be tag team competitions. There will be 90s competitions. And then there will be for the King and Queen of SD competition as well. So if... you know, if you want to be a model, go ahead and hit up our guy, K the Barber, at area code 619-582-5889. And I don't know if there's any late entries for the competition, but you could go ahead and check out the website at sdbarberfest.com. And we'll be there. I know M-Eazy said, if you're not celebrities, so no meet and greet, but just meet up and pull up on the homies. But eventually, we're going to start saying meet and greet because that is the level that we're aspiring for. So It's all good. So
he's also doing a, he's taking a backpack.
Oh, donations. Yeah, backpack for the kids. Man, how can I forget about the kids, you know? Yeah. He raised enough money for all the back to school. Kids. Hey, man. Gotta love the kids, man.
1 year ago today, we were at the first annual.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. I'm like on my memories. As you said, I pulled it up. It was like, oh, yeah, 1 year ago today.
There you go. That's Facebook for you.
So I know everybody's been busy today, but how's everyone doing? I just want to check on the status of my co-host and see where they at. And let's be honest.
Great. You're back.
He said that was such enthusiasm.
Right. The energy was just positive there.
I know.
Positive indeed.
It felt like a dark cloud over him.
Oh my God. Right. Yeah, because you're here.
Wait a minute. What?
This energy, dude. Hello? Like the last one. Shit.
I'm so bad at the end. After he heard the new...
What was that?
NSA thing, and later on at the end of the show, he's like, oh, yeah. And then he was like, oh, wait. He's like, edit the beginning.
Edit the beginning? Oh, yeah.
Yo, ass hella did it edit.
So
you said I didn't?
Yeah, no. Uh-huh. Did you edit it?
You didn't hear the word on there, did you?
Oh, I don't know. I did. Did you he? Did listen oh, to you did it. Oh, okay. Hey, oops, dude, sorry.
Listen to somebody him. Ain't listening.
Dude. But to be honest, I'm trying to get my vibrations back on high.
Vibes by Vanessa.
Yeah, man. It's been a, right. It's been a, last week was busy. This weekend was crazy. Yesterday was shit. And today is a new week. And I'm trying to do better, but I'm okay. Mm. Yeah, car troubles. Had to buy a whole ass new battery yesterday. My car's only 3 years old, and I've only had it for a year and a half, so. Damn. A battery? Yeah. No bueno. Especially no when bueno. You got a lot of stuff to do.
But exactly.
I'm going to be something positive. A little similar. My car ain't that young, but, you know, my battery's done right now. I have to do the switch the alternator up. Yeah, doing that myself. That's how
shout
easy
out to
gets
you.
Down.
Yeah, sure. Other than that,
when faced
I'm
with
good.
Adversity.
I'm excited for you to be back and give us some knowledge. Feed us some knowledge.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
I'm here to hear stories.
Here to hear the stories.
Oh, here we go.
I'm
well,
here for it too.
Aside from Kay, I'm happy to see you back.
Right. All right.
Alive and well with the stories to have, you know, to share.
And information.
Yeah. And information, man.
There you go.
That's what I was there for.
There you go.
I was there for information and networking.
Yeah.
Wink, anything wink. Else was extra.
Extracurricular.
I'm here for that.
I'm playing.
Stupid.
Yeah. You are not playing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So for those who didn't know.
Oh, I wanted to say, as far as what I've been up to.
Oh, yeah, what you've been up to. Yeah.
I'm trying to get some side hustles, so stay tuned.
Hey, oh, okay. Fill me in, because baby needs something.
Okay, too. Well, there's two hustles I want to try out. There's one called Carvertize.
Carvertize?
Yeah, where they take a advertisement and wrap your car with it, mm-hmm. and you just have to drive around regular.
Yeah.
And you can make up to $750 a month.
Just by...
Not bad.
Having them just put a wrap on your car, like a big advertisement on your car. Yep, I'm gonna see what's up with that. And then Amazon Home Service.
What's that?
It's where you can go help people set up their electronics and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's really good, actually.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out because I do that anyway.
Yeah.
Now, for free.
I was about to say that for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta hustle now. You moving out.
Every day, hustling.
I can't play no
it's
more.
It's time to get back on my shit.
You might have to put the sticks down for a minute.
Yeah, because at first I was like, I go work at Best Buy or something, pick up a little side hustle in a realm that I like. But I'm like, I ain't trying to be Lawrence right now.
Oh man.
It's Team Lawrence, but I'm not Lawrence.
It's coming from the ambassador of the Lawrence Hive.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I can speak from where he's coming from, but I can't live in his shoes. Not today.
Not today.
Nah,
bro. I feel it.
Because there might be a Daniel lurking in the somewhere in the corner.
Oh boy!
Exactly. I ain't bringing that energy to my situation. Fuck that.
Nah, bro. You don't want that.
Oh man. All right. That was everybody. Okay, me. I'm doing great. I've learned a lot. I've networked. And I'm looking forward to sending all the emails and follow up on the emails from the business cards that I exchanged. It's so much knowledge. It's overwhelming in information. I'll probably discuss that later on a little bit. But as far as just wanted to get into the vibes real quick, it seems like everybody's anticipating for a little brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Coming out midnight, but it's probably already out by now if you're living in the East Coast,
right?
And you're enjoying all the music. But not to be a stickler for tradition.
Here we go.
I still want a Ninth Wonder to be there.
Yeah,
of course.
You know what I mean? Okay, Pooh and Tay, they together, but
1-2 punch.
I need that ninth, man. Ninth, what the fuck, man? Why can't y'all just do it for the culture, man. Just, you know what I mean? Just for the culture. Just one ninth. Come on, man. I don't know what it is. I mean, don't get me wrong. When they did Left Back, and when that was the album without Ninth Wonder, I was like, oh, shit. They got it.
Yeah. Right.
But I still didn't feel like it was without them, though.
I still need that listening, that minstrel show.
That minstrel show. I'm listening. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm still going to listen. I'm looking forward to hearing it. And
me too.
Yeah,
they need to come back to 4th and B.
I think 4th and B is gone.
I know.
They're going to be at a house of blues.
RIP 4th and B.
Open up 4th and B for one night only.
Hey, all right.
They didn't give him that proper respect because I remember Fonte was asking the lighting guy, the stage guy, to turn down the lights because he wanted to get in his R&B bag. He wanted to get in his foreign exchange bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude was like, no.
Nah.
He was like, hey, you going to come down, turn down the lights? Hit him with the Ja Rule. He was like, before Ja Rule. He was like, I guess not. It dipped out. But as for a warm-up topic, I found this survey quite interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, Liv sent me the article about it. Mm-hmm. Drink some water. It was a survey by Tommy John, and it says over 45% of Americans wear their underwear for 2 days or longer.
That shit crazy.
They surveyed over 2,000 men and women about their underwear habits. Some of the findings may shock you.
Mm-hmm.
13%. Those who the ones the 30% surveyed wear the same underwear for a week or more.
Ugh.
You said 13 or 30?
13.
Yikes.
Men are more likely to wear the underwear for more than a week.
What the hell?
46% of those surveyed owned a pair of underwear for a year or more. The 38% say that they had no idea how long they should have the same underwear.
Bruh.
Mm.
And then there was another one. Clean underwear contain up to 10,000 living bacteria.
Yikes.
If men are 2.5 times as likely as women to wear the same underwear for more than a week. 20% of men and only 8% of women. Now, there are some other stats that I was like, yo, what in the fuck?
Yuck.
Okay, so here's a list of the 6 things that can happen to women that don't change their panties.
Yikes.
1.
Swag.
A rash. 2. Weird odors. 3. Yeast infection.
Yeah.
4. Bread. Chafing.
Yeah.
5. UTI.
Ugh.
6. Pubic lice or scabies.
Ugh.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get
change
the logic
your panties.
Of not changing it. Like, what makes you.
Whoa.
I don't think you should think too hard about it.
Yeah.
And then here's some various health implications for men, including itching, inflammation, bacterial infections, and genital wounds.
Damn.
Ew.
Yes. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Genital wounds?
Genital wounds.
Ew.
Yeah. So here are some other healthy underwear tips. 1. Dry your underwear on low or at least 30 minutes after washing. Yep. 2. Don't mix undies the same load of laundry with anyone in your house who's sick.
Wait, what?
Don't mix basically your undies in the same load.
Don't wash your drawers with somebody else's drawers, basically.
Anyone else who's sick.
Yeah.
Don't wash contaminated underwears with other pair of clothing. So if you got shit stains, don't wash it with your, you know, jeans. That water might. Solve and get into your other clothes and shit like that.
Interesting.
Not the shit stains, though.
Hey, you know, some men still have them.
I throw motherfuckers in the trash.
But I'm pretty sure you, the listener, don't have shitty draws. I'm talking to you. Yes, the guy or the woman who's listening to this podcast.
Some of y'all got the same draws on from yesterday. Probably itching down there and ain't thinking nothing of it.
Itchy and scratchy.
And here are some underwear habits from the French and the British. 18% of British men wear the same underwear 6 times or more. 4% of French men wear the same pair of underwear at least 6 times. 91% of French women and 93% of British women always wear clean underwear. So,
good to know.
So it begs the question, and let's be honest. How often do you change your underwear? And I asked the survey on Instagram. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I responded on there.
Would you care to share your response?
Yeah, I changed mine every day. I said that's if I am even wearing underwear.
Yeah.
That was the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then. Multiple times if for some reason like if I were to if I was like sweating or something, you know, I worked out, I would shower and then put new ones on. Like, you know what I mean? I would
Like, it wouldn't make honestly.
What if you just put them on? Like, these motherfuckers still clean. Take a shower, put them back on.
There's no such thing.
You nasty motherfucker.
I'm gonna be honest. I tried that shit. I tried it. I took a shower. I was like, man, these are still clean.
Yeah. I like, and no strings.
As soon as I started
good.
To put them on, I was like, nah. I can't do it.
You feel dirty.
Yeah, you feel dirty and shit. I can't.
And I already told you guys. I know it's TMI, but just because there's some women who have, you know, their pH balance is off, and they smell kind of funny. So since then, I'm paranoid myself. So like, if I use a restroom or something, like I'll sniff my underwear, and I'm like, and it smells like fabric softener still.
Yep. That's good shit. Yep.
Like, and this is like at the end of the day, but that that don't mean I'm gonna be like, oh, these are still clean. Like, because I
throw
know
back
I
in
wore
the drawer.
No,
oh, these are good.
Hell nah.
For me, it's like I farted in it one time. Or take a whole shower. Oh, switch this shit out. Fuck that.
Yeah. Or sell them to some perverts and shit, because people, men and women, be buying like used underwear because they have like a weird kinky fetish for that. That's shit.
Yeah, have you seen Orange New Black? On that one season, yeah, he had that's a panty on press from inmates, and they sell it online. See,
it was funny.
The image in my head is somebody taking my underwear, taking a deep breath over his face, right, his or her face, and then when they move the drawers from their face, they got pink eyes.
Oh, that's nasty. That is nasty.
Has gas in them.
Oh man, that stink.
But I know
eye.
Some people don't. Don't shower off. I know that's a thing too.
Yeah, like what happens to the people that don't shower but change their underwear? Say, I just have clean underwears on. Like, what?
Nah, that's
that's disgusting too. Like you know, that doesn't absolve
you. I'm still
you.
Dirty by changing my drawers.
Yeah, because I know some people don't. That's a thing. Like, what's Big Sean's ex? The one that.
Oh my God.
Which one?
Was she on Glee?
The crazy one.
Oh, you're talking about Naya Rivera.
Yeah, she didn't take showers.
She said she don't take showers
every single day.
Every single day. And she, you know, you could talk to a dermatologist about this, because some dermatologists would tell you that your skin needs to have the oils, the natural oils, to come back to make your skin healthy. Mm-hmm, if you take a shower every single day, like, your skin is going to hate you.
Mm-hmm. Should hate me then, because I'm not trying to.
You can hate me now, because I won't stop now.
I mean that's what they're saying. You know, like your body still needs the natural oils for that's good for your skin. But I'm not an expert. I'm just, you know, relaying the information that I've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, you could go ahead and correct me
and do your Googles.
Nah, I've heard the same thing.
Googles.
So, yeah. Consensus.
So when she said that, I didn't look at her like she was crazy.
Mm-mm. I did. Because she said, I think she said more than like,
yeah, it was, like it a week or something. Yeah, it was an excessive amount of time.
3 days.
And
days?
She works out too. I remember that's what made me really.
Okay,
I'm working different.
Now.
I'm working out.
Yeah, so she would work out, but then not shower for weeks.
Bro,
like more than a week. Because that's the first thing. I was just like, wait, what? That's
disgusting.
Nah.
Oh, God. She wants the box eating? Nah, I'm cool.
When I was working out really, hey, babe, can you not take a shower at least like twice a day a lot of times?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to lie. It'd be a couple times where, like, okay, I've been taking, at least, like, if it's 2 days, like, all right, I got to take a shower. But I don't go, like, 3, 4, 5 days and stuff like that. That's real shit.
Skip a day.
Huh?
You miss a day? Like, oh, it's just one day, man.
I mean, every blue moon or so. It's like,
2 days turn into five.
No, like, if I didn't
take circumstances.
Nah, it's like, you know, if I was like, damn, I'm gonna take a shower, it's like, all right, I'll do it in the morning, next thing in the morning or something like that.
Yeah. Well, the only reason why I would like,
but I'm going like 3 days.
I would go like a whole day not showering, like, is if I'm like sick and I'm like, can't get out of bed and stuff, and like I'm staying at home anyways, then I might be just in my PJs like chilling all day. But as far as like, if I know I'm gonna be outside in the world, I'm definitely gonna wash my ass. Yeah.
You know what though? But I actually want to take a shower even more when I'm sick. Because when you get out, you feel like refreshed and all that.
Yeah, like, you feel like the little bacteria virus is getting off your body. Yeah.
Get it out.
But I ain't knocking you for it, because, like, that's a lot of willpower to get your ass up while you're sick. So
I don't even get how people just, like, you can take it, like, go work out and don't take a shower. Like, that's the first thing you do when you get home. Like, because after you're done with playing b-ball and, like, you know, going out and working out and stuff, he's like, first thing, damn, I'm sweaty, I'm musty, I'm going to take a shower. I'm not going to go to dinner. I'm not
tired. I am.
Hey, bro, don't
can't do it.
Hey,
take them towel showers. You just like,
bro, you can't. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to dinner afterwards. It's like, nah, bro, go take a shower.
It was funny when I was at Podcast Movement and trying to find a lecture to get inside, but I didn't RSVP long enough, so I was out there just like talking to some other podcasters, and Liv sent me a text message saying that I'm a diva because I overpack.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, you packed 12 underwear. You're damn right I did. Because I'm in Florida. Swamp ass season Florida.
Yep.
yes, I'm changing mad underwear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would be happy. You know,
I mean,
like
of course she calls me a diva just to make fun of me, but deep down inside, you appreciate that, girl.
Of course. Yeah.
You appreciate
so
that.
I mean, even whatever. When you travel stuff like that, I was like, my mom told me, it's like, you, dude, just make sure you bring some extra socks and drawers. Like,
I did that shit times three because I was out there for 4 days and I had 12. So I was like, times three.
God damn.
Underwear man. Times three. I think that'll be the new thing right there. I just dropped the gym. Underwear times three, fellas. So if you out there, you're like, nigga, if I'm wearing somewhere for 10 days, I get that. Just get like 12. And hopefully there's
30 pairs of
underwear. No, right. Get 12. And hopefully that you could find like a laundromat or a laundry service and watch some draws.
for a week
or
trip.
If you really bought that shit, do it the old school way. Wash the motherfuckers in the sink.
Wash them in the sink? Oh man. Yeah.
Or in the bathtub.
With the soap.
In the bathtub.
Hang them out and shit.
Yeah.
In the shower.
That's that hood shit right there. But yeah, man. So what do you guys feel about this? Like people not changing their underwear.
It's disgusting.
Bruh.
Change your draws.
It definitely doesn't sound like something that's normal.
Yeah. But you know what's the crazy thing? When I read the article, and it said 2,000 men and women. Now, that's just 2,000. What if they bumped it up to 10,000 or 50 or even a million people?
Right.
Then, how about this? These are able-bodied working people. These are people who are employed. Mm-hmm. Imagine homeless people.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
What if there's homeless people out there that keep themselves up more than the
day-to-day
folks. Yeah. I bet you.
At least homeless take a
shower. I bet you there's a few of them out there.
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure that when they have their public bathrooms or community shower, at least they wash their ass.
Yeah. They might have the same pair of drawers, but they wash them every day or something. Or switch up.
Or just go commando on the day on the off day. It's like, it's off day. I gotta go commando.
My shit gotta dry. So it's commando day. My shit gotta dry out. So
I'm a clean commando.
A clean commando.
Yeah, that's just, I think that's why, like, Cobra. I appreciate, you know, the most recent person I've been fucking with, like, just for always smelling good down there and just, like, so clean. Like,
yeah, because
I really appreciate it.
You should have heard the episode. She was going in on a nigga who didn't smell good down there.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, see,
don't remind me.
That nigga got scolded.
Damn. She took a whiff and that was it.
That's so fucking disgusting.
Swinging a mess.
And you know the funny thing about in Florida, man? Oh. I ain't gonna lie, man. You gotta put some baby powder down there because you're gonna sweat.
Yeah. My ex-boyfriend used to always.
You're gonna
that.
Sweat down there. Oh, you gotta put some baby powder down there and catch the.
Yeah, I used to use baby powder heavy. In Illinois when in those summers.
And that humid.
Humidity kicking.
Yo, man, it was so bad in Florida, bro. Like, you could, like, look outside and you see the condensation. It's like, yo, this is outside. Like, I'm walking outside and I'm feeling like I'm in a steam sauna.
Mm-hmm.
That's a...
And the buildings are sweating and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, that's why I stayed my ass in the resort as much as possible.
Sheesh.
Outside, no, right. And it rained too. It rained hard in the motherfucker.
It's hurricane.
You got that Carl
season.
Thomas? That summer
we got
rain?
The fuck out of there just in time. Caught an early flight.
Oh shit!
Got the fuck up out of Disney World.
Oh yes, I'm checking on the snaps. Like, yeah, it's 4
you
in the morning right
World?
Now.
No, we didn't go to Disney. Oh.
The funny thing is, when I was watching one of your stories, one moment you like, all right, we about to go and get the sun. The next story was like,
pouring
facts.
Rain.
Oh, shit, it's raining. And it's not no light rain either.
And like, it was pouring rain. And the hotel people tell, you know, the people who were swimming, it was like, hey, you got to get out the pool because it's thundering and lightning.
Mm.
If raining is one thing, but thunder and lightning, let's see if lightning just happened to strike
that pool.
That pool.
You're done.
You're done. See, it also inspired a Kmart awkward question.
Interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Since I was in Florida, and you guys can make a difference. You know, I was just like, I'm doing it. This is ghostwriting. Just thinking that's ghostwriting. Okay, so in Florida, you heard about the incident about the little boy who got snatched by an alligator, right?
Yeah.
He was standing by a body of water in Disney World. He ended up you know, unfortunate event that happened.
Right.
Okay. So how about this? For 15 minutes, would you stand near a body of water in Florida or swim in a pool during a hurricane in Florida?
I take my chances by the body of water.
By the body of water?
Me and the alligator are going to get into it. Shit. The lightning, you can't fight off lightning.
Yeah, you can't,
thinking you about can't it. Fight off lightning. You can't run away from it. You can't protect yourself.
Because once that motherfucker strikes, it's a wrap.
I mean, I'll try. I might be Black Lightning, man. I don't know.
Okay. You're asking me black.
Hey, crispy black. Yeah. Slowly. Looking like a giant turd on the
yo, who took a big ass shit? Oh, shit. Is this killing?
Nah, his ass gonna be black light him up. Shit. Oh, he gonna lit the fuck up. Oh, I'm taking my chances with the body of water because at least I'll be like looking. So if I would have seen that shit, I'm gonna do my best to run the fuck up out of here.
I mean,
you gotta say do your best.
Because you never
don't slip on the muddy, grass and shit.
And then with the pool, I can't even swim. So even if, like, first of all, you can't get away from it being striked. Like if it
it's
strikes
like
the
it's
water,
gonna wind up and shit. Like you'll see the lightning swirl up, and get ready.
Like
to
Thor's
strike.
Ready to throw the lightning at your ass. You're like, oh shit, it's gonna happen. Everybody get out the pool.
Or it's not like it hits one spot and then it like spreads. Like,
yeah,
it
like
just
you really
automatically
get out the way.
You're done if you're in it.
I'm pretty much double fucked because like because one I can't swim as well, so it's like okay, damn it. I don't have a chance. But two,
shit,
I mean, I'm not the fastest motherfucker in the world. Yeah. The crocodile is pretty shit. And I mean, but then again, I might have a chance because it's going to take a long time to eat. It's going to take a long time to eat my ass, so I might have a chance.
Sit on that motherfucker.
You're going to be like that motherfucker of Happy Gilmore. He's like, I got that bitch's eye, though.
One thing I learned about alligators, or is it crocodiles? I don't know which one, but.
They can't open their mouth.
Yeah,
if you hold an alligator by the mouth, they can't open it. Their closing jaws are very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Their opening jaws are very weak.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you can just sit on his fucking...
Just got up.
Sit on his mouth.
Hey, somebody come get this motherfucker.
Fucking...
Yeah. Alligator asking for help and shit.
Start backing up into the water. Trying to get out.
Can't breathe. The tail is like spinning back and shit like this. Like, I can't get out.
Killing me like, oh, no. I got your ass now.
Yeah.
We'll cut you up and eat
man,
you.
As for me, I was thinking about it. I was like, okay, what is the likelihood of me standing here by a body of water and getting attacked by an alligator?
Right.
Or getting struck by lightning because I'm in the pool.
Right.
The craziest thing, they say you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than getting drafted in the NBA.
Damn. Now I thought I was gonna make it.
Niggas be having them delusional ass hoop dreams when you look at the statue like, hey, man, fuck.
Yeah. I ain't mad at them. Keep going, man. You gonna end up somewhere. Yeah.
You gonna end up in the league.
Just might not be the league, the NBA.
Right.
That's funny.
You can hoop somewhere though.
Shit.
Hoop dreams.
Do I wanna take on nature? Or nature.
Right. or Animal Planet.
Shit, man. I just spice it up, man. I guess I'll be doing backstrokes in the motherfucking pool.
Hey, my man.
And if you live through that shit, nigga, I am running.
Some gambling men.
Hey, I bro. I hope you be turned to static shock, homie. So.
Static shock.
Shit. I'll be glad none of you be a static shock. So there you go.
Yeah, you're gonna be shocked. Like,
you get shocked you didn't make it.
Like, did that nigga just say Shazam?
That's stupid.
Oh, no.
He was like, yeah, man, it was Thor, Raiden, Shazam, motherfucking Black Lightning,
fucking Electro.
Electro.
Fucking Pikachu was there too, nigga.
And The Rock. It was the most electrifying night ever. All right, man. That was funny, man. You said you guys are warmed up now, man. Let's get into the nothing is safe, man.
I just want to say, I'll be jealous as fuck if y'all survive and get superpowers. just want to make that clear.
So now, Steve, you want to change now?
Nope. I just become your villain now.
I'll become your arch nemesis.
Yep. Send like a lizard, homie.
Killer Croc Jr.
Killer Croc.
I got bitten by a radioactive crocodile.
The fuck, man.
Nah, it'll drag me into the water and I'll come out as a swamp thing.
Nigga gonna have one outfit.
All right, man.
I don't wear drawers anymore.
This right here wasn't really nothing to save, but I just wanted to talk about it because it's a polarizing topic as of late. The Roc Nation NFL deal.
Move.
And you know I'm saying, like, I had to make a deal. You know what was it? What was it for? What was it for? Do you know what why we doing it? Yeah, I told Cap that he could go ahead and take any all you want. You know what I mean?
That's stupid.
But honestly,
do laugh.
Hove, and we about to do it.
It's the Roc.
It's the Roc. Me and Roger Goodell. We out here making shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Oh gosh.
But for those who don't know, man,
can't put a cap on these knees.
I'm
with the commish.
You know, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. So let me handle my business. Damn.
Blame me.
But the deal has been in the works for like several months before the announcement. It felt like pro wrestling because for a minute, here's why I felt like it was pro wrestling.
Why
for
that?
A minute, because Jay-Z was like, you know, he had those boastful rhymes about like, yeah, we selling out stadiums too.
Mm-hmm.
We be on tour just like the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like, oh, this nigga really riding for Cap. And, you know, like I'm 50-50 on this issue. And, you know, well, the deal is that the Roc Nation will serve as advisors when it comes to selecting artists for live performances such as the Super Bowl, because the NFL has been taking some L's when it comes to Super Bowl.
A lot of L's
on halftime performances, and it was kind of funny. He undercut Jermaine Dupri.
That's what I was about
signing
to say.
That same fucking deal.
That's what I was about to say. He told Jermaine not to take it. Not to take that deal.
Come on, man. Money ain't a thing.
A couple of years ago. So I saw your post.
Me and JD got a lot crazy.
No. I got this.
You don't remember the Ferrari and the Jaguar switching four lanes. Top down, screaming out money ain't a thing. Going hauling the double off, flashing the ring. You gotta know, like, if it don't bleed.
Oh, we can go on.
Yeah. But there are other initiatives that the NFL is trying to take on, you know, as far as the Inspire Change and building relationships of social issues and police brutality and all that stuff. But it's a very polarizing topic because people feel that Jay-Z is a sellout. Feel Jay-Z is a sellout? Because they're not addressing that Cap that still is without a job in the NFL. Like, where do you guys stand on it?
Personally, for myself, I don't think he's... To me, I don't think he actually... So, I mean, this is the thing. He did the deal and stuff like that, but still, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. It's still questionable and stuff like that because nobody doesn't know, like, what's the plan, what Jay-Z's plan is. Yes, everybody knows that, you know, he could be a potential owner for an NFL team, first black business owner. For an NFL team.
Yeah.
And I see what he's doing, and it's like, okay, yes, he's trying to get a win-win as far as using the platform to confirm racism from like from the NFL and stuff like that, and trying to change and stuff like that, being a strategist for it, so allow people to come in and stuff like that. So they're kind of like, okay, if you do this, maybe you have a chance to be an owner, stuff like that. So, I mean, like I said, we do not know. But my thing is people can tell him, like, he's a sellout and stuff. But they always, of course, you know, everybody's going to say something like that. He say, oh, he's a sellout. But yeah. You don't know. They don't even know without the really plan. Without really knowing shit. They're not knowing the plan shit. Y'all don't know what the fuck he's doing.
That's, yeah, tell that's, them, that's, Kmart. They don't know what the fuck they talking about.
I mean, just think about it. Well, because, okay. Okay, this is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, he's doing all this, and like, at least somebody's fucking doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, who? Nobody fucking out there doing it.
Black billionaire.
Yeah. I mean, nobody else is doing it. Nobody's going to stand up and make the changes like that. Because he's like, okay, yeah, Cap took a knee. We heard your word. Now what do we do? Basically, it's like a phase, like, you know, like a phase and stuff like that. And then, okay, this is phase two. What are we going to do to
every protest to levitate from that? There's always going to be, for every conflict, there has to be a resolution.
Right.
I spoke, it will be on the Patreon episode. I spoke lightly about this on an interview or a conversation I did with Darius Hicks of What the Wild Black podcast.
Right.
Go check it out. He's really dope, by the way. Mm. And, you know, he told me that he probably changed his stance on it. So by the time you guys hear it on Patreon, you know, by the time his episode drops, you know, things change. People change their minds, and that's what happens. Mm-hmm. But from what I'm seeing is that Jay-Z has put a lot of money and effort into, you know, bringing awareness from the prison reform with Meek Mill as far as, you know, making donations and giving black people a lot of jobs and opportunities out here. And people who are criticizing him is like, you guys are no fucking different. There are activists out here. Yeah, they put the black fist in the air and say Black Lives Matter and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But them niggas get paid too. Yeah. That's what they not telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they not like. D. Ray McKinnison, you know, blue vest dude, he's getting paid. Mm-hmm. Sean King, he's getting paid. Like, all these motherfuckers are doing it. Yeah, they may love it, but don't get it fucked up. They're making money off of this shit. Like I always tell people, black trauma is big business.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to keep feeding that shit. But,
yeah, I didn't mm-hmm. really get to really dig deep and research everything that's going on. Like I said, I have a lot going on. I've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
So I've been seeing little things here and there.
Ooh, accountability. I like that.
But I did see, I know some people were saying that instead of him doing that, he should have started like his own like black NFL league. And then, you know, I hear other people saying, well, it's up to the players when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like they shouldn't be relying on him to start that, because he can do that, but why aren't the players doing it? Like, obviously, they're staying with the NFL for whatever reason. So
it's the brand.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL is king.
Mm-hmm.
You know, despite what a lot of my basketball homies say, the NBA has been the NBA is going to be hella exciting. I don't get me fucked up.
Yeah.
But the NFL is still king.
Yeah.
It is what it is. NFL is still king. And
yeah.
And advertisers, from the advertisers to the attendance to the ratings. You know, people say, oh, it dropped. I'm like, it didn't drop drastically, homie.
Yeah, no.
Because niggas still want to watch football.
Oh, yeah.
Come Sunday, come Monday, mm-hmm. or even mm-hmm. come Thursday.
Super Bowl is definitely.
Yeah. It's damn near religious.
Event mm-hmm. than the NBA Finals, for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's 17 weeks of regular season. So every game counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people hit the panic button when they lose on week one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They don't do that in the NBA. Oh, shit, we lost.
Nope. You got a whole fucking
82 games.
82 games,
nigga. NFL, you start hitting that panic button by week eight. You're looking at 3-5. Mm-hmm. You're staring at elimination. The next thing you know, a team hits a fucking winning streak, go 11-5. You're just like, whoa, shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the beauty of the NFL. But the thing is like, if you going to criticize Jay-Z, make sure your accolades and your accomplishments and your money is like up to his.
Exactly.
Before you say something foul about Jay-Z, and I know people were talking about, well, Jay-Z acting like he was going to be a part owner in Brooklyn, and I'm not from Brooklyn, but from when I did my research out there, when he became a minority owner out there, and people say, well, he played his hand in gentrification.
Yeah.
But okay, that gentrification happened.
Right.
But people's property value went up in Brooklyn.
Exactly. And not only that, and too, it provided more jobs.
So, like, this shit requires nuance. And not many people are going to say, they're going to put Cap in a certain situation. Mm-hmm. Cap, he opted out of his contract. Mm-hmm. He still had 3 more years in when he was protesting with the 49ers. Mm-hmm. He also took that settlement money from the NFL.
Recently, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He took the settlement money. And he still has Nike endorsements. Mm-hmm. So what the fuck Cap fans are mad for? Because he's not playing in the same fucking organization that's that oppressed him? Right. Why would you do that? That's Stockholm Syndrome. Would you just move on and just, like, party play arena or some shit? But no, you want to play in the NFL. And I understand you love the game of football. But the thing, there are consequences and repercussions. Right. Yes, you have every right to protest. You had every right to, you know, express yourself for the grievances that black people go through with police brutality. But which you can't do, Cap. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people, like Jemele Hill, I read that article. I'm like, Jemele, chill. you can't. The man was suing the league.
Yeah.
It had lawyers out for collusion. And Roger Goodell fucking, you know, covered his tracks. He was like, anybody can get Cap on the team now. Mm-hmm. So they could prove there's no collusion.
Right.
And I was just like, yo, you know, shit's working now.
So
you know,
what, you gotta keep moving. But my thing what exactly was said though? Because I heard, I saw some people saying that he threw Cap under the bus.
No. I think he was like, well, I forgot. Let me see something real quick. He said basically, like, you know, we forget that the console thing was to bring attention to social injustice. In that case, that's a success. This is the next phase. There are two parts of protesting. You can go outside and you protest. And then the company interview will say, I hear you. What do you next? But the main thing he said is like, we're past kneeling and stuff like that. And that context of words, that kind of like saying, oh, he did all that. And that's the most part controversy.
But the thing is,
we're past the kneeling part.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to
move forward and stuff like action. That.
Yeah,
and people took it like, oh, you think he did it for nothing and all that stuff like that. But
that's the thing, though. Like, in protest, there's always going to be sacrifice. There's going to be the sacrificial lamb that sparks it, and then someone else picks up the baton and makes the change. Like, people don't understand when it comes to revolutions and when it comes to, like, civil rights, you need the balance of engagement and resistance. Mm-hmm. You do need the people out there outside protesting your building, but you do need that one person who could come in and infiltrate it and flip the table inside the office too.
Right.
You can't have one without the other. Exactly. Because the one who's inside is going to get called a sellout, and the one who's outside, the people outside, like, you guys are fucking fools. You ain't changing shit. Yeah. All you're doing is just protesting.
Yeah, because my initial thoughts of the whole thing, I was like, you know, I wasn't against Jay about it, and I listened to his comment, but I understood that it wasn't no disrespectful comment.
No.
And I would say you can protest outside, like how you're saying right now, you know, towards the owners and stuff, or you can become an owner and be a part of the change.
And they're making it like Jay-Z, like they're trying to paint him as the bad guy. If like, oh, he's doing this so he could become a part owner of the NFL.
Right.
They're like, dude, that's just if he even owns a minority part of the NFL. Like,
right.
An NFL franchise. And maybe he, you know, but through his investments and everything, he ended up becoming a full fledged owner. He's a part of that club now.
Yeah, he is.
And then that could open the door for more black owners and more black billionaires to get in there.
Right, because nobody don't know what Jay-Z's plan is. That's why I don't understand why people are like really. Because, of course it looks bad because he's just doing this just to use stuff to basically make more money and to make a team. But people don't realize that. You guys seen Any Given Sunday, right?
Yes.
What happened at the end of Any Given Sunday?
It's been a while.
Okay.
Robert De Niro came,
he said, I'm about to retire. And so, like, they think he was retired. He'd be off to the sunset. And he said, oh, yeah, I just want to announce, too, as well, I'm going to be a new expansion team. I'm going to be the head coach and stuff like that. Oh, by the way, Willie Beeman is going to be signed with me.
Mm.
Just saying. You don't know what the hell Jay-Z is doing. Basically, what I'm saying. He could be owner of a team. He's like, I want Cap to start. You may never know that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I don't know Cap's you know, good enough to be a starter. I mean, he could still be in the NFL roster.
No, I'm just being honest, man.
But I'm just saying. But I'm just just saying, like,
you know what I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying?
So, well, I don't know if he's good enough to be a starter, but
well, hey, at least in helping him, at least in getting on the team or stuff like that. You don't know what his plan is and stuff like that.
Jay-Z is a very, very strategic man.
He is.
He plays chess, and you guys are still playing checkers.
And look at all the things he did in the past year. But this is my thing. So he helped out with the Meek Mill situation. Yes. With the thing. He helped out 21 Savage.
Yes.
With all that stuff. And he did so many things. Even people who are not even
like celebrity
and stuff.
Provide lawyers for them.
Yeah, he's doing all this
while he's still a billionaire. Here's my thing to everybody. Y'all talking all this shit and everything about Jay-Z and stuff like that. What the fuck you guys did? I don't see nobody going up and doing all these things and stuff like that. I don't see nobody going up
but at least
we have a chance. At least we got, like, there's a chance that at least he's doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He provided this
and for all the,
to
like,
make change to the NFL.
Protesting people on Twitter, like, shit, even Kim Kardashian got some niggas out of jail.
See, facts.
And don't use that, oh, because they got money. It's just the simple action and a follow-through plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, you can go ahead.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It does help.
Yeah.
It does help a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah. But still, like,
your action might take longer than the rich person's action. But at the same time, at least
connections too.
Doing something.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's what you know. Networking.
It's connections, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man. So, that was saying.
I like what Michael Rappaport said.
Oh, what did Rapp said?
He was like, you know, everybody that has something to say about Jay, why don't you kneel at work? just kneel at work until you lose your motherfucking job.
Oh my god! Just
honest complaining.
I tell you one thing.
No movement.
I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't. You know, when you have to get up. When my brother graduated from the Air Force boot camp, you know, everyone had to stand up. You didn't want to be that one motherfucking kneeling at a Air Force graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, fam.
That was funny because looking now, you see somebody else and look at this. Oh, look at this one.
But like I said, you know, it's just funny how they switch kneeling into like something unpatriotic when kneeling is one of the most
disrespectful things.
One of the most respectful gestures.
Yeah.
In all kinds of NFL things.
Well, I'm talking about
the quarterback, because that's how they flip it. It's like you don't support the troops.
Flag. Yeah.
You don't support the military, and the people die for this stuff.
Right.
He got that idea from a military guy.
Yeah. That happened here in San Diego.
Schooled him on. Yeah.
In the preseason game in San Diego.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, think about it. When you kneel, like when you propose to your lady,
mm-hmm.
you kneel down and ask her for a hand in marriage.
Yeah, sucker.
Ooh, damn.
Hello?
With the spice.
Kneel. No, man.
I'm drinking my water after that one.
That was kind of spicy. Everything okay? All right.
Jokes. Yikes.
Just jokes. All it is jokes.
You kneel when someone gets injured on the field?
Yes, you kneel when someone gets injured on the field.
That's disrespectful. Like if I was on the floor, like injured,
everybody
stand the fuck up.
Yeah, even in high school games, somebody get hit hard. Like, oh,
a knight kneels before he gets knighted.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, I mean, what's another sign of gesture for kneeling? We're just free balling right here. But
well, when people are praying, they're on both knees. But I mean, you consider that kneeling too.
Yeah, when she's praying, on knees. You know what I mean? And it's very respectful gesture when your girl get on both knees, too.
I knew it was going that direction.
Hey, I just got to say it. There's no one, fuck it, you know.
Yeah, you can say the same for when the man gets on his knee and throw that.
And all these movies and stuff that have kings and queens, they kneel, my lord.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah. So, man. Don't listen to what they saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, I was done with my nothing to save. We're running efficiently out here. Nessa, you got an NSA?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get right into it.
Damn, son, what do you find this? This jig is a pocket.
Yo, this tells you for real right now on the mic. Marco just added an echo effect on Kenlin's microphone.
Beatboxing music. Hey.
Still eating that box. Even with all that, all them sounds going on.
Well, damn, her shit made an echo. Oh, shit.
Right.
Damn, hello, did hello,
you,
hello.
It's that hallway record, box.
You recorded his reaction to it, right?
Storage
did,
unit, huh?
Did you recorded his reaction to it or no?
Yeah, yeah. I got it on video.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we're going to have to post that on the IG.
Yep. Yes.
Post it on the timeline. Yeah. Got to do it. Yeah, people want content, man. All right, now, so what's up with the NSA?
Blackmail.
Yes, you are a black male.
Oh, I see you.
All right, what's up, y'all?
What's up?
Y'all.
Howdy. What's happening?
The crew's back together.
Greetings.
Loving the crew.
All right, so speaking of sports, my NSA has to do with that. Well, since Hot Girl Summer is starting to wind down, these Simmer women out. Are
throw the bucket
going to be taking their kids back to school if they're not already. I have a question. So I came across a post from one of my friends, and I read it. I didn't respond to it, but I did want to create a post about it just to kind of get other people's thoughts. But yeah, I didn't get a chance to, but I want to know what your guys' thoughts on this is. So I'm going to read his post and then see what you guys think, and then I'll go over some of the comments of what other people
shout out for him for the it. For the post.
Yes. Okay, so this is what it says. It says, all kids should be participating in sports. Get their ass off that PS4, tablet, iPhone. I'm not saying education is not important. I'm not saying they have to make it to the league. Sports teaches you teamwork, social skills, helps fight childhood obesity, etc. What is your guys' thoughts on that? Do you believe that as children, at a young age, that all children, if not most children, should be enrolled in sports?
Not necessarily. You know, you can get them active, but
yeah,
you don't have to put them in sports unless that's the only way to get them active, then yeah, I agree with it.
I mean,
I'm just not a fan of running up and down stairs. Pop Warner football shit, which I did for like 2 seconds. But yeah, go ahead, Marco.
You pass him the shoulder pads, like, man, this shit ain't for me.
Yeah.
Shit, I did.
Yeah, I put my shit in the dumpster like Spider-Man did his, you know.
Spider-Man no more.
Walk away.
No more.
No more.
Pop Warner, no more.
No.
No, I mean, I would say that, you know, teen sports is character building. It will teach you that life ain't gonna go your way. So yeah, definitely, like, you know, when you win, you know, you're high, and when you lose, you gotta see how you face adversity. So I would say for that aspect, the mental aspect of sports, mm-hmm, I would encourage them to go play sports, you know.
Camaraderie,
bonding.
Remember, he said
all kids. But some kids who, like, but there are some kids who just absolutely hate it. And if I were to ever have a child that just absolutely hates sports, you know, I wouldn't want to force it on them. Mm-hmm. But nigga, you are going to do something physical. You're going to do some push-ups. You're going to be active. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just not be playing sports, but you're going to hate me
in some way.
You're going to play
not as much in others.
Maybe you'll do some type of martial arts. You know, maybe ball playing isn't your thing.
Right.
You know, maybe you're into something different.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have
fence.
Something different. But you are going to learn how to compete in life. Mm-hmm. And I think sports gives you those life lessons, and it builds that foundation within you.
Yeah. What about you, Killen? What are
your thoughts? I mean, the same here. You know, I would love to, like, if you have kids, to go and you play sports, to get team bonding and leadership and show discipline, you know. And but at the same time as well, you know, if they don't want, if, you know, deciding like sports is not their thing, at least some do some act, some activities or something to at least, like, hey, yeah, you might not be active, but you, bro, like, you can't just sit on your ass and shit like that.
I'm glad you said that. I saw
being a gamer yourself.
I saw a few. Use that
damn Connect.
I saw a few good responses. Well, that I agreed with. One of them said financial literacy from a young age would be more useful in the future than Pop Warner, in my opinion. I see too many young men who had hoop dreams but were never taught to do taxes, balance a checking account, or even build their credit. Too much track, not enough finance.
I mean, but he clarified that wasn't what he was trying to say.
Yeah, no, I know. Mm. And someone else said, have your children learn coding and design their own video games, and then a bunch of money symbols.
everybody's talking about finances, but if your kid big and they don't live that long, what are you talking about? Like, and they're not a big people person because they haven't been around folks too much because they isolate themselves playing video games or being on a tablet.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, like, I wouldn't want my kid to have a balance. Like, yeah, I'll let you play the game, but
you gotta learn to socialize. You gotta get out there. You gotta go out there and play, homie.
You gotta go out there and be able to.
There's a whole world out there.
Yeah, be able to maneuver in life with people, because you're gonna have to deal with people here and there.
Period.
Yeah, regardless. Yeah, no, they're gonna be there unless, you know, whatever.
Unless you're gonna start fucking robo thoughts and having, like, homies online and, man, just have no. And then have drones, like, deliver your groceries to you and all that shit. I mean, it's looking like the future, man. I mean, it could get there.
But not right now.
Yeah. In this day and age,
I won't be there.
Your ass go out there and play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all the Black Mirror shit that come in and start implementing today's time, it's not that time, right? So get your
ass
here.
That's going to be my speech to my kids. Before, look, when you get grown, you can do whatever you want.
Before Boston Dynamics, here, a.k.a. Skynet,
when you takes over the world. We doing all kinds of shit. You're going to be playing tennis or something.
So someone else said, sports aren't that important, in my opinion. My son is into tech engineering, like creating apps and software, learning computer code basics like Python.
That's great.
I don't think it's healthy to force a child to do something they're not interested in. I rather nurture what he likes and invest into that. This teaches him effective communication, team building, and social skills.
That's great. But like I said,
at the same time,
but when you live in the real world, when niggas are gonna test you, you know, like, that's one thing I'm definitely gonna teach my son. You know, nigga, you going to a boxing gym. I don't care. You might hate me now, but you're gonna love me later. Because your little ass gonna have to learn how to throw hands.
So what if you have a daughter?
She gonna learn how to throw hands
too. I'm just saying, because you said my son. So I don't know if you're speaking into existence, or you're just like, if it's a boy, you're going to do that.
Oh,
I just
boy or girl.
Okay. Both.
They're gonna learn how to defend themselves. Yeah. Period.
I would have them try martial arts out too, because martial arts teach you a lot of that discipline and everything too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
And I like the, you know, when you move up with each belt.
Yeah,
it just kind of builds them up with, you know, being able to accomplish goals.
I'm. Obviously, those that do know me know I'm into sports. I'm into working out and, you know, just, you know, taking care of your body. Mm-hmm. I personally would definitely have my child or children just be outside, period.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's funny because a lot of the stuff that they're saying, you know, the finance stuff, and I get that. I feel like it shouldn't be one or the other.
Right.
Why can't they do both? You know what I mean? And although, and which I'm big on that, because I've been talking about that a lot at work, and how some, you know, that we didn't get that at school. We didn't have a finance class, you know what I mean, to teach us about the shit that we are learning in our 30s now that I wish that we knew in, you know, late, you know, or, yeah, end of high school and during our 20s, right? So, that is something I feel is very important, but I don't feel like you have to choose between the two. But I do agree with some people. Well, I think someone had mentioned about not forcing their child to want to do certain sports. And I say this because, like, for instance, I don't like soccer. I'm not a fan of soccer.
That shit fun, man.
But there was, like, a guy that I talked to at one point in time, and we talked about having children. Or not with each other, but just in general, oh, if I had a child, da-da-da mm-hmm. type of talk.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, if we have a child or whatever, he's going to play soccer. I'm like, no, the fuck he ain't, because I'm not going to be there to support. And he's like, what?
Damn.
And in reality, of course, I'm going to support my child if that's something you want to do. But I'm not going to be the one to be like, yeah, hey, do this. You know what I mean? Because I'm more basketball and football. Play
soccer.
Hey, that's, I'm just saying, man.
Bogus.
I don't really care for it, especially if it was baseball, too, man. Oh, and then, you know, just talking to, you know, my coworker and him talking about, okay, so his son plays basketball mm-hmm. and right. baseball, mm-hmm. and then now he's about to play football, mm-hmm. but he's like, my son's not interested in any of that stuff. He's like, he's doing well in basketball and baseball. He's actually really good at it, but mm-hmm. he's not as passionate in any of those sports, and then mm-hmm. it's more so his mom. Now his mom's like, oh, by the way, I'm signing him up for this football team, you know, mm-hmm. work up the money so we can put him in. And he's just like, damn, so he's going to be in all these sports that he doesn't even care for. I feel like football is like one of the most expensive when it comes to the, you know, equipment mm-hmm. and the gear and all that. And if it's something that he's not passionate about, mm-hmm. like, I don't know about that. Like, that,
yeah, hang that shit up.
Yeah. But his mom is so like me. I want him to do all of that stuff. But
quit.
But the thing is, with him, he'd rather just sit there and play loser. Fortnite all day or play on his Switch and stuff. And he's still young. He's like 8 or 9. But I feel like there has to be a balance. Like, even just growing up, like, my mom, I don't really want to say she let me. I guess it's more so she was at work. You know what I mean? But so we used to rip and run the streets. Badass. But in the same breath, you know, I was sitting there in sports. I played basketball. I was in dance. I was involved in school. And I graduated with a 4.0. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like I had pretty much everything, you know what I mean? With the support or non-support of my mom. I don't want to say my mom didn't support me, but she wasn't. She's
in cruise control.
Yeah. Pretty much. But yeah, so I just know that in the future, give me about a year or two. For those of you that are trying to wish a baby upon me right now, shut the fuck up. Not right now.
Yeah. Damn.
But I what definitely
better time than now, Nessa?
Later. That's a better time.
Later. How later? Nine months later? 10 months later?
9 months later.
Times like four. From now? Goddamn. Four or five. No, but you know, I do believe it's important. But yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
yeah, I agree with you. Like, don't force your kids.
Yeah.
You can expose them to these things.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's my plan. I'm going to expose my kids to everything that, mm-hmm. you know, everything active and everything interesting.
Yeah.
That, you know, they make, you know, cling on to one of them and then we'll go from there. But,
yeah.
you know, other than that, like, shit, when I was younger, you couldn't keep me in the house.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got a game. Like, it was funny. My mom, me and my brother used to joke about this. My mom. Uh-huh. We used to say she would flip flop on us because sometimes we'd be in the house gaming.
Uh-huh.
Y'all need to go outside.
Yep. Yeah. Be outside too long.
Niggas be outside running the whole block.
Get your asses.
Y'all need to come in the house and play in this game. Your auntie didn't waste money to buy y'all video games. Like, which one you want? Like,
right. I feel you. My nigga, I'm glad you said that.
Wait, speaking of that, I'm really excited because they're making the Sega Mini. I'm
oh
so
yeah!
Excited.
Oh yeah! Yeah, they've been doing reviews on that.
Okay.
Definitely looking forward to that.
So now a flip side. Okay, so you guys heard about the Fortnite competition, right?
Yeah,
the kid won like what $3 million?
$3 million.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last episode.
Do you guys see that in the future that parents are going to start raising kids to just to be straight gamers?
Yes,
like on some
of
LeVar Ball, Todd Marinovich project type shit.
And I believe because
get your ass up at 6 o'clock in the morning, eat them Doritos, go play them.
Eat them Doritos,
drink your Mountain Dew.
Basically, because I ordered you a pizza. The way that the you know like society's going and everything, and just this, how this generation is.
Yeah,
it's like they're kind of like gonna capitalize off of it. Well, hey, you know, now you can go to school for gaming. Now you can
be the Joe Jackson of video games. You can
do these tournaments. So it's like, hey, if you ain't gonna be shit else in life,
training classes. For
gaming. All right, we gonna just capitalize on this shit. Like that's what I feel like the direction that everyone's going.
Yeah, it's been slowly happening since like what. Early 2000s.
It's screaming right now.
These competitions that's been going on. Like, there's been teams from way back buying their parents, you know, full houses and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. So it's a real thing. So
it's starting to branch out, and it's going to become a sport, like an official sport.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, for myself, like, you know, my child and stuff like that, for me, like, all my and my family, they're all basketball. I was a family, basketball family. I was the only person that didn't even play basketball. And part of family stuff. So I was like, man, I don't want to do no sports, man. I'm gonna go outside, look at some bugs, and like go explore, and you know, I'd be an adventurer and stuff like that. Yeah, I was into animals and you know different things like that. I was always, but then I played video games too as well. So, I mean, my thing is this, because my dad, you know, he's like, yeah, you can go to the games. I still support him and stuff. But it was a time until high school where I say, well. You know, oh, you want to do football and stuff. And because my dad ran track and stuff in high school. So he's like, okay, son, you want to do a sport? And I'm like, nah, I'll do sports. But I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to say, let me just going to be on a team just to say something. So when I have a kid, like, hey, I was on a football team in high school and stuff like that. I don't say, I ain't good. I fucking suck. but just to do that and stuff. But at the same time, around the time, you got to deal, you got to understand too as well. I mean, it's a different generation now. Even though we back at, then had Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, and all that stuff. We still went to the damn Rex. We still play basketball outside, playing basketball, playing flag football and shit like that. We still play, you know, throwing a football over the streets and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I gave up my equipment and my shoulder pads and all that, but street football tackle. See me, nigga. Like, I was still with the shit. Like, that's what, like, my cousin was promoting me. Like, nigga, you should go play football.
Playing Smear
with
the Queer in the park.
Yep.
Hey, man. It was the 90s, bro.
Yeah, this is the 90s.
Don't get mad at me and say, oh, yeah, Marco, you being problematic. That's what the game was called, Smear the Queer.
Smear the Queer. Yeah, no, that's true. And, come at me. And yeah, we used to play baseball. If you hit it over the fence, hey, it's a, you know, all that stuff. Like stickball. Yeah, exactly. So we used to play that and stuff. But now, you know, with all this technology, with social media and you know, phones and all that stuff, it's streaming. A whole different thing. Like streaming, yeah, like it's, you know, it's just a different time and stuff like that. But you don't see people go out and playing flag football anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's still some out there and stuff like that. People too have activities. They also have little leagues and stuff like that for recreation and recs and stuff like that as well. But it's just a different time. Like, you know, you don't see, hell, you don't even see kids playing toys no more. They fucking play. They get on their tablets. Tablet and play games on the tablet. Like, you know, it's
they
just
got
so
apps
weird.
Now.
Apps and stuff, different games and stuff. Like, you don't even see them selling toys no more. So it's
action figures be hanging on the motherfucking.
Right. We had action figures. Yeah, X-Men action figures. We had like so many different things and stuff like that. And now it's like it's a totally different thing. So you want to go outside and over. People are gonna be staying indoors now because it's like social media and stuff. It's, I don't know.
I just believe there should be a balance.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
yeah,
but pretty much was that it for the NSA, or you got a little bit more?
You know, no. Yeah, that's it. So that's it? Okay. Unless any of you guys had anything else to say about that.
Mm-mm. Oh man, we're just making this in a very very efficient.
Change
podcast.
My drawers after I play basketball. Take a shower.
Do.
Make sure you change your drawers.
So yeah,
but wash your ass before you change your drawers.
Yes, please do.
Nah, man. Nah, keep that turf butt.
Turf butt.
Yeah, okay.
God damn. Keep the streak alive.
That's gross.
The streak alive.
So preserve the streak alive.
To wrap it up,
yeah, that's disgusting.
To wrap it up, definitely there should be a balance. And don't force your kids into sports, but definitely expose them, as MEZ said.
Yeah. Introduce them.
Introduce them to different sports. Because if you'll have some kids that are introverts and they don't want to see nobody. You know what I mean? They
That's
just want to be to themselves. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to introduce them to new things and have them try it out. Like, even like you were saying with martial arts, because to be honest, like, I was in karate when I was in elementary school.
Oh, shit.
I fucking hated it. I was like, I didn't care for it. I would level up, you know, I'd get my belt, I'll get my stripes. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't mean. Like, I was like, more so like, I'm a lover, not a fighter type shit. And then next thing you know, once I started playing basketball, that's where my aggression came from. And then that's when I mean, I didn't get into fights like that, but I got
she'll do a front snap kick to a motherfucking
physical sport. Yeah. It's not as physical as football, but it's still physical.
She said, yeah. In karate, but when she said, oh, you got to do a roundhouse kick? She's like, nah, I'm good, but
nah, I throw this elbow. Good, she's like, nah, but I throw this elbow when I'm
but
driving.
But what I can say is with
Kobe,
I've always been big. Don't judge me, but like, I've always said that my daughter cannot join cheerleading.
What?
Damn.
Oh, it's what? That's a physical
and
activity.
It's, I love dance, but I just, I can't stand it's cheerleaders. Corny, huh?
Give me an A.
Pom-poms and spiritualies. Yeah.
Like, why?
Like I said, I used to be mean, I guess you could say I was kind of a bully at one point in time in my life. You know, during the basketball games, we would be at the top. Because now it's different. Nowadays, it's like the varsity boys go with the JV boys, varsity girls go with the JV girls. Before, it was varsity and varsity. So we used to, whether
varsity
it be a home
boys
game.
And varsity girls.
Yeah. So
I missed
we would always play
sometimes.
First. And then after that, we would sit at the top when the boys were playing, and the cheerleaders would be sitting at the bottom, and they'll be sitting down, cheering, and we just start throwing Skittles at their head, and then they'll turn around and look and be like, oh, did you see that pass? Dang, that was dope. Like, we'd be doing stupid shit. I don't know why, just cheerleaders used to fucking irk me. And I'm not going
to
sit there and say,
into that. That's
I would not say it's not a sport, because it definitely is, but I don't know. Well, just
they do have cheerleader competition.
They take their lumps when you know, when you're not getting caught correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they not talking.
My sister used to cheerlead, so.
Do a half-ass.
Like competition. Go to Vegas and all that shit, so.
Half-ass yeah. grad.
I wasn't with it. Like, shout out to my baby, Shay Shay. She was talking. She told me she wants to join kickboxing. And then she said that her mom was like, oh, well, sorry, you got to do something else. You could do this, or cheerleading. I said, hell no. Your mama said, what? You ain't my child.
Damn.
No, well, let her go kickboxing, be, you know, her future Sagat self.
Yeah, shit.
Tiger knee.
But yeah, definitely. Yeah, so balance, introduce them to that. Also educate them in finances or capitalize on something that they are really good at. Yeah, and let's just make sports great again. Fuck this equal opportunity. Everybody gets a fucking reward.
Participation trophy.
I don't like that shit.
I'm not mad at that.
I am. What? If you suck, you fucking suck.
But if you participated, like you tried or whatever, yeah.
At least you tried.
I see if you give up and throw your hands and have a fit and walk away, that's some, okay. You don't get nothing. But the one that's really trying to do their best and they really whack, I don't know, man. I ain't mad at it. Like, here, dude.
Hey, if it's a most improved
you
award,
you did your
that's
best.
Something.
Like,
yeah.
That was your best, even though it ain't good at all. Like,
yeah,
hey,
but
here.
But
you
I don't believe that everybody needs
you're
to kind-hearted. Get an award for that shit.
I'm like, look, get your pores up, nigga.
Because I believe when you do stuff like that, it should activate your mind. Like, oh, I want to do better, as opposed to, oh, we're all winners. Yeah. Man,
well,
fuck
nah,
that shit. No,
look,
because
look, nah, like, I was a kid. Like, we was all kids, like, if a motherfucker told me I suck, it might have a negative reaction to
they'll
me.
Say you're bobo, you're sorry,
yeah,
you sad.
It might say, you know, I'm trash or whatever, but
you're bobo.
Like, you know, the little participation thing, like, kids will find out on their own. Like, oh yeah, thanks for the trophy, but I know I was trash. Like,
you don't have
to tell me.
You're sad.
That's what I'm saying. You don't say you suck. I'm just saying if you suck, you suck. I'm not gonna be like you suck, but I'm also not gonna
Damn.
Tell you you're good when you're not. That's lying. That's
lying to yourself.
Participation.
I can't see this. It was like, hey. Even though we got blown up by 50 points,
right.
You guys are still winners.
At the end of the day, you guys are still winners. You fucking weak ass bastard.
That passive aggressive.
That's bullshit.
I would not say no shit like that though.
No, hell no.
Nah, that's not what I mean by like participation trophy or whatever.
They dropped
no,
a 50 bomb
but
on
that's
you.
What I'm saying, not a participation when it's oh, you are all winners.
Yeah, nah, you're not. Nah, we're look, not all. I heard participation, so I didn't hear no we all
no,
winners.
No, he said participation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Win,
that's
we
saying.
Lost. That's
what I heard. You know,
talking about winners.
Go, do your best. You ain't gonna win everything.
Yeah, you got to keep it real.
That's what it's gonna be. Yeah,
gotta keep it real. Fuck that shit.
Well, I know some parents are like, man, you fucking suck. Let's go home, man.
Let's go.
Can we go stop it? No, you ain't stopping nowhere.
Nah, you know it's bad.
The only stop it. We're doing is stop sucking, bro, motherfucker.
The can bad part is when you suck and then your parents leave early.
Oh shit. That's
yo,
that's so
Your parents leave early on me. Your parents quit on you,
or they used to come, but after nigga, a while they just stopped showing
that.
Up.
You better divorce your kid. You divorce your parents like Gary Coleman, nigga. Fuck that.
They just stopped showing up. They said, "Fuck this."
Y'all not coming to the game?
No.
Oh, there's a game.
I gotta go to work.
I thought you said you're off for the whole week.
I wouldn't even be trying to push them to come to the game if
they call me in.
Nah, y'all stay here, man. Shit, I'll be all right.
Yeah, but that was fun. That was fun.
I want to say this real quick.
Go ahead. Get it out.
Look, before I gave up Pop Warner, right? We had our first scrimmage game, and they started to put me out there on the line. And my uncle, he shout out to my uncle. He was one of the coaches. I think he was the head coach actually. So the defensive coach or the line coach pulls me, you know, face mask, pulls me out there like, all right, we're about to put you on the line. And my uncle like, get your ass back over here. He's like, come here, dude. And my parents were supposed to show up. And I'm sitting there like, man, I hope they didn't show up to this game. This is this shit. Because I see my cousin get cracked and he on the side crying and shit. Like, shout out to my cousin. Hey, I give him props though. He was playing safety, right? And he catches a pick. But he gets pinned like two dudes helmet to helmet, but he's in between.
Oh,
so
shit.
He's on the side right next to me crying, holding his back. I'm like, yeah, it's time to exit out this motherfucker. I'm glad I ain't get out there. At the same time, I know myself, like, I don't like the pregame jitters and all that. So once I first get cracked, then I'm on. Like, okay, it's over. Good. I'm throwing, you know, I'm trying to run niggas over, but I never liked that whole feeling. So I was like, nah, I'm cool. I ain't trying to look like my cousin over here hurting. And so my parents finally, when I finally saw them, they had an issue with the tire of their car, so they couldn't make it to the game. I'm like, yes. I mean, man, it's all good. I didn't put out there, y'all. Y'all ain't missed nothing.
All right, man.
Can I quit though?
So yeah, man. Man, that was fun. It was a very efficient episode. I enjoy it. So we're gonna get into the shouts and parting words, and we'll go ahead and wrap it up, man. So we got Kmart right here holding it down for the soundboard when I'm gone. He's like, this nigga's back.
Right. Had a good week.
And then he was like a kid in a candy store.
Hell yeah. Right.
Forget that.
Shout outs to me. That's it.
All right, that's what's up. That's a MEZ. I know you guys are interchangeable.
Oh, it's always MEZ.
Ever since you took that color shot out, he was like,
hey. Even before that, way back.
He was always before me.
Oh,
but I'm saying like, there's been times before where you would go first and you would do a shout out that I was gonna do. It's like, what the fuck?
Y'all flip a coin. Sorry. So.
No, he always, that's I go first now. Go first.
That's, like, that's how it works.
That's
now.
How you I see, ladies. Any first.
That's how it works now.
That's how it works.
Yeah, watch your mouth, bitch. Whoa. I heard what the fuck you said.
He caught that like a Grand Maddox fastball.
Little slick run. Motherfucker trying to get a quick little uppercut in it.
And he was like, counter.
Caught that shit. Slipped that punch, motherfucker.
It's like a counter killer instinct.
Yep.
Shut out. No, shout out to Dashe, my lady. We about to be out there in DC this week.
DC.
Yep, yep, on Friday. See y'all out there. Who's ever out there listening?
Yeah, man.
Come to the Colors event.
Colors.
Get to see Ashanti and other artists like Will Wildfire.
What day was that again?
What day?
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. So by the time.
The 23rd.
The 23rd.
Fuck.
And then we'll be back on the 25th.
I'm like, the day he's off. Don't worry.
My off day.
So, yeah, man.
God damn it.
Miss Nessa?
Well, I don't know if he's finished.
Oh. Okay.
Hello? I appreciate that, Nessa. Okay. Shout out to Nessa, man. For bringing this donut, the Simpsons donut and shit in here.
That you don't want.
I mean, you know, I take like. I don't know, a little sprinkle. Something?
It's like a donut.
A sprinkle.
But nah, I appreciate that. Go ahead.
I went to Universal, so I brought them. If you saw it on my story, I brought it for you guys. Hello? Oh, I brought it for you guys. I just wanted a piece.
Thank you. Come again.
I just want a piece, but that's what I was saying. You guys could take it, but when you're like, oh, no, da, 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 that's why I was like, oh, you don't want it? I just wanted a piece of it. But anyway.
We can keep it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just wanted a piece.
Take your piece and leave it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And then you guys were like, no, I'm good. So I was like, oh.
I mean, okay. But you was trying to say like, it felt like you were saying like, you want a piece right now, right now?
No, because when we were in the thing, I was like, oh, I brought you guys some. And that's why I brought him, tried to bring him a vegan one and realized it wasn't vegan.
Damn.
Womp, womp,
hey, but see,
womp.
But I be trying. I be trying.
I appreciate it.
At least you tried.
They had a whole ass V next to it.
You should have just gave it to him anyway. You said it was vegan.
I would never. No, you go, Marco, I would never vegan. Do that. I would never do that.
You'd be like, your vegan powers have been stripped away.
Hell yeah.
Stripped away.
I'm calling 3.5 year streak.
I'm calling the vegan police on you.
Uh-huh. That's stupid.
So I've been set up.
Hey,
somebody did this.
They always say it's someone closest to you. Hey, I'm not trying to be that person, so don't put that on me.
Marco loses his vegan powers.
I'm looking at you.
He's suspended for 3 days.
Oh shit!
The beige panther powers shall be stripped.
Okay, that's a good one. I like that one. A little zinger right there.
No, but let me see. Shout out to, I'm just going to call him M. Because I don't want him to get, well, I don't know. I don't think I could get him in trouble. But you know me.
Easy.
Like I know we
don't
say.
Don't do it.
Whoa, what's going on here?
I know we always say, you know, nothing is safe. That's our motto. But when it comes to people's jobs, I try not to.
But still,
but shout out
safe.
To M, one of our newest listeners and subscribers on Spotify. When I be at Starbucks, he be hella hooking me up with my chai tea latte.
Like, oh, snap.
Every single time I'm there.
What location?
Definitely not gonna say it. But he be, it be ready. It be ready
it
for
be
me.
Ready.
I remember I went to the restroom one time and I came back and he was walking over to my table and he was like, oh, I was trying to put this here before you got back from the restroom. I was like, oh shit, good looking.
That nigga's like the male version of Alicia Keys.
And guess who's most deaf?
That's stupid.
You know, I put a little milk in it.
You be leaving your business cards?
You put almond milk.
The jiggies up business cards, you be leaving them?
Because I thought you kind of sweet.
That's stupid. Yeah, let me get the special. Let me get the special.
Gotta put it on the order.
Yeah.
Nessa gets a special with a hot chocolate.
He finds her. He calls her. Hello. This is Vanessa.
It's all jokes. But shout out to, it was funny because we were having a conversation, and he was like, I don't even know how it came across, but I was like, yeah, something. And then I was like, yeah, well, when I'm here, it's because I'm working on my podcast. He's like, wait, you do podcasts? And I was like, yeah. And he was just like, oh, well, I would love to hear it sometime. I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. And he was like, why? I was like, oh, you would definitely look at me different.
We gotta stop having that energy when people ask about our podcast, because I do that shit sometimes, too. Like, oh, well, we're not rated G.
Well,
like,
I mean, for his sake, well, because he's trying to shoot a shot or something like that, you were like, oh, I got all the details on you.
Anybody felt like that is definitely me.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I felt that.
No, shit.
I felt that at Podcast Movement. But when I started saying, like, look, we're an unfiltered, you know, comedy podcast that, you know, they were like, what? Unfiltered?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all crack jokes? Okay. They're here for the shits.
Yeah. That's what I noticed. That's the crazy thing.
Like, they're here for the shits.
Once they listen to us, I'd be kind of cringy, like, we, you know, we be real about shit.
And you know what? And I feel like it's not us
being. But they come back normal, like, oh, yeah, y'all funny.
Like, I feel like it's not us being embarrassed because this is who we are, but then just having people's perception of who we are is kind of like,
that's something
know?
We gotta.
You just got to get over it.
But I guess just him like see me like so like oh do, 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 and I'm like, hey, if you hear my, I say, yo, I got a mouth on
spicy.
I got a mouth on me.
Just would you like some spice in your hot chai? Was it tea latte?
Tabasco sauce on it or something?
Oh no, he going. Oh shit, he gonna take notes. And be like, hey, yo, you want to get some food next week though?
He don't even talk like that.
Man, that's actually, funny. Of course not.
He might after you hear the episodes.
That's funny.
You're welcome.
Right. I think his balls might drop.
Man. But yeah, but shout out to him for giving me my little free drinks all the time. And for subscribing, definitely for that. Because, you know, we really appreciate that.
Subscriptions are huge.
Very huge. What else? I think that's it. I feel like I had another one, but like I said, my mind's been all over the place. But shout out to you, Marco, for going, you know,
holding it down.
First of all, hold on. You didn't even tell story. Is that supposed to be off air or is that
what story?
Patreon?
If it's going to be a crazy story, it's going on Patreon because I'm not going to tell this story for free.
Okay.
Right, yep. I like that.
Okay, Ted DiBiase, I understand that.
But shout out to you.
The story's so good, I ain't gonna tell it for free.
But shout out for you for going and, you know, getting that information, soaking up all the information, and being able to share it with us.
Yeah.
On the episode and later on down the line.
Man. Yeah, man.
Because that's huge.
Taking a step to even apply and. Get the scholarship and everything.
Yes.
And
I'm sure you hear my last shout out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whatever.
But hello.
That's stupid.
Hello?
I like
I'm gonna need you to change your damn attitude.
I like this chemistry between me and Kate. It's fun. It's fun. It's good. It's good for the show. He said calls it. And the jig is up.
Shout out.
It's all good. CZK Marquez, you doing a show out here. We having fun though. Shout outs to Party Wars. I got quite a bit. Then here we get this out of the way.
Here we go.
Shout outs to Nepotism, because I'm gonna give a shout out to my cousin who is now a self-published author, Anthony Vaughn. Go get a copy of his book, Balancing Dark with Light: A Journey from Ghetto to God. It's available on Amazon.com. Go check it out. My cousin's now an author. Shout outs to you, cuzzo.
That's tight.
All right.
That's awesome.
Shout out to the co-founder and co-organizer of the podcast movement, Jerry Easley, for me being able to attend the podcast movement as a scholarship recipient. I've learned so many things and been inspired by so many people. And I have two Patreon exclusive episodes on the way. And one's featuring Swish of the Beat Basement, presented by Zaytoven. And the other one is with Darius Hicks of the Wild Black Podcast, both dope podcasts. I met some triple OG podcasters. I met some inspiring podcasters. I've met all the people in between. I met some really cool chicks from Pandora. So hopefully that my network can get us into Pandora on that one.
Chicks? Oh, you met chicks?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, they're women.
Continue.
They're women. You know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know. Met all kinds of people. Learned as much as I can. And on a California note, shout outs to California Governor Gavin Newsom for signing the Assembly Bill 392, which is a law that is called the Stephen Clark Law. AB 392 is the toughest law in the nation when it comes to law enforcement of the use of lethal force. So now California cops will have to really, really, really need to be in serious danger to pull out a lethal weapon such as a gun to subdue us.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we don't need any more black bodies out here in the street,
you know, with a mistaken identity of a cell phone and stuff like that. And then on the other side, that cop who just did the illegal chokehold just been fired.
Mm.
Okay. Who killed Eric Garner, but I'm pretty sure he was already sitting nice on pensions or whatever else, and all that paid leave, so they just did it off of that. But he should have been fired. Motherfucker should be in jail, but I guess it is what it is.
And he's probably upset that he got fired sitting on a pension and all that.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't have none of that shit. You should just be
fired. You should be behind bars, motherfucker. That's what you should be. Right. Yeah. But last but not least.
Or choked out illegally.
My MVP, my heart, aww, Olivia, for being super supportive throughout this whole journey, from the Comic-Con panel to going to podcast movement.
Fangirling.
And what's that?
It's a fangirling.
And fangirling for your boy. And what?
What was that?
Yo, we gotta go. Intercourse, but
and also shout out to her. Shout out to her for helping come up with the brainstorming.
The brainstorming for the for the pitch for the elevator pitch.
Oh yeah, let us know how that went.
I had to work on it. Actually, I met one of the speakers for one of the panels that I went to. And I was nervous at first. And then I saw her again at the iHeart party. I had a rum burgundy inside, so took some rum burgundies, which is a, you know, one of the drinks that they had, named after Anchorman, which is a, you know, a podcast on exclusively on iHeart Radio. Yep,
the legendary rum burgundy.
Mm-hmm. I actually met one of it. Guest. I have her business card. She was actually on the show.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she gave me her business card.
So, that's dope.
Yeah, probably have her on the show.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying? Out here, man, we got to make some moves, networking and having fun.
Make some moves.
Yeah, you got to make moves out here, man.
Wait, so you did do the pitch or you didn't?
Huh?
You did do the pitch or you didn't?
Oh, no, no. I was working on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she sent me an email. She was very nice. She actually listened to the episode. She made a comment on about the Drake track that should have been on Care Package. She's like, I never heard that song before.
Oh, the one that you said too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brandon even tweeted about it too. I saw him on Twitter. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I saw
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your boy got the jewels, man. Like these diamonds. Diamonds are forever, man. Oh, well, anyway, man.
The Lupe version.
The Lupe version. I'm trying to get pulled. So if you enjoy listening to this podcast as much as we love making it, because we do what we love and love what we do, and if you're not being your motherfucking self, you know what I gotta say.
The jig is up.
And we out.
We're doing that shit on purpose.
Damn right. I'm not afraid of the dark.